The meeting we had really was surprising. We had a large number of Chicos in attendance. We had people who were very concerned about performance. Almost every federal manager is. It's the lifeblood of the organization. It's how we reward and retain employees. That's really what John Berry is getting to us. He's trying to get at the point of, is performance and performance appraisals communicating the right message? Are we, across the government, encouraging the right types of activities, and are we engendering in employees the right desires, the right attributes? So the group got together and really came in looking at, where is the system currently? How consistent is it across agencies? Is it measuring the right things? From what we know of our employees, what are they telling us about the value the system gives them to improve, to grow, to drive forward? And how do we translate that into a system that, to the U.S. taxpayers, to Congress, to the members of the service itself, really gets at the heart of knowing, in accomplishing our mission, we're doing it well, I'm doing it well, and I'm being valued for it. And that's really what we're trying to focus on.
Jeannie?
Another part of that being valued is to ensure that employees have regular feedback. That's going to be a strong component of what we're looking at. And the people in that meeting were just charged with this topic, and everybody's engaged and wants to be part and generate new ideas.
It seems the way you guys are describing it, there's this feeling that the performance management is missing some key ingredients. Are there one or two things or rose to the top during yesterday's conversation that really wants to be addressed first and foremost?
I think there are several things. One, we all recognize that where people are struggling, we as a collective group need to do a better job in helping them improve, in helping them focus on those things that are not contributing. That is one key area that we're going to look at. Another is, how consistent are we in grading people? Let's face it, it's about a grade. Every one of us, how am I doing? What am I doing? And is it the right thing? So we want to get at the consistency of that government-wide. You know, many of the skill sets the government has, they're not that unique among agencies. A large number of them are the same types of disciplines and skills. And so to encourage that mobility, to build a stronger civil service, we need to be more consistent in how we grade. It's only fair to that 1.5 million employee group out there that we are.
You mentioned areas that agencies are struggling, we need to help them. Each agency is probably going to be a little different, so each agency is going to have different types of struggles. Is there a trend or an area that you can say, like you said, with grading, that's a pretty big trend? Is there another area that people are always pointing to, Jeannie?
The other area was training and making sure that managers had the appropriate training. Someone said in the meeting that just coaching and developing people is not something that comes naturally for a good majority of our managers, so we want to equip them with the tools to do an extraordinary job.
What's the outlook for this working group? Are you guys going to meet weekly, monthly? Do you hope to have some kind of deliverable in the next 3 months, 6 months? Can you give me any kind of sense?
Director Berry is very direct. He expects us to get him a fairly detailed set of options and a project plan within the next 30 days, and we're going to drive to meet that. One way we're going to do that is, of course, not try to do it as a single body. So among the experts in that room, we're going to break it down into a number of working groups that are going to work in parallel. So we're going to practice what we preach here. It's all about inclusion. It's all about getting diverse viewpoints, and we're going to get that and then try to integrate it as a single team.
One thing that stood out to me as well during the conversation with Director Berry was he is unlinking pay and performance. And I think after what we saw, for instance, with Defense Department and the NSPS system and other options that some have worked and some hasn't worked as well, was the reason why the Chico Council is looking at performance first and pay maybe second, or maybe pay comes even further down the road, just because there's a bigger need for performance, or is pay just that much more sensitive?
Well, certainly pay is a sensitive topic for anybody, but I think that Director Berry has the right approach here. The first thing you have to do is get the performance piece right. If you try to link pay into something, it becomes very emotional. It becomes difficult. So let's settle on performance first. Let's figure out how we grade, why we grade, what we do in that process and how we make it meaningful to the employees, and then let's add the pay piece to it.
Jeannie?
We are doing some things right. So there are some things that we probably want to keep in the existing way we manage performance. So taking a look at things that need to be tweaked, things that need to be refined, but just not throwing away everything, but trying to salvage things that make sense.
Well, actually, that was my next question. You half answered it for me, so I'm going to throw you the other half, Jeannie. The idea that obviously not everything's bad. It's not just rip up the piece of paper that talks about performance and redo it. Where do you see some things that are working well? Where do you see some things that could be continued with really just minor tweaks maybe?
The basic foundation of how you manage performance. You set expectations that are linked to the strategic goals. You create performance plans. You provide people feedback. So I think the basic foundations of how you do performance management, I mean, those are things I think that we probably want to still keep and not move away from.
I would agree, and I think part of what we're focusing already very early on is in that feedback mechanism, how do you make that more timely? How do you make it more direct? What are some skills that we may not have today that we need to build to help us do that so that by the time we get to the end of that performance cycle, people already know where they are and they have a common goal on where they need to move forward, and they can tie, as Jeannie said, their training and development activities to those areas that they need to focus in.